Blackstone Publishing presents Tales of Swordfish and Tuna by Zane Grey. This book is read by Robert G. Slade. Chapter 1. Tuna at Avalon, 1919. The 1919 season for tuna at Avalon was the best for many years. What it might have been if the round-haul net boats had not haunted the channel, taking thousands of tons of tuna, no one could conjecture. Tuna were never before seen there in such numbers, both large and small. But no matter how wonderful the fishing, it was spoiled by the Austrian and Jap net boats. These round-haul boats have nets half a mile long and several hundred feet deep. When they surround a school of tuna, it is seldom that any escape. If the tuna are very large, over 100 pounds, then a great many of them are destroyed. Sometimes the weight of a large school is so great that the netters cannot handle it, in which case they take on board all they can dispose of and let the rest sink. Some of the tons of tuna go to the canneries at San Pedro, and a good many of them go to the fertilizer plants. These market fishermen are aliens, and they break the state and federal laws every day during the season. Catalina Island has a 3-mile limit, inside of which no net boat is permitted to haul. One day this season, I counted 16 round-haul net boats within half a mile of Avalon Bay, and some of them were loaded so heavily that they sank in the water nearly to their gunwales, and the others were hauling their nets as fast as power and muscle could do it. I counted 20 Austrians pulling on one net. It was so full of tuna that they could scarcely budge it. No wonder I was sick with anger and disgust and bade the tuna goodbye. During the season, I caught a good many tuna, more, in fact, than ever before. Captain Danielson averred that it was the best season I ever had at Catalina. This was owing to my catches of blue-button tuna. The Tuna Club of Avalon recognizes only fish that weigh over 100 pounds. I may say that it took me 5 years to catch my first blue-button fish. In 1919, my big tuna weighed 117 pounds. 114, 111, 109, and 109. My brother R.C. caught one of 107 pounds. Apparently, this looks like remarkably good luck, but when I think of all the bad luck I had, the good seems small in proportion. I have no idea how many very large tuna I hooked and lost on 24-thread lines during July and August, but there must have been at least 25. I had exceptionally good fortune in locating schools of large tuna. Captain Dan and I were always roaming the sea, peering for the white spouts of water on the horizon. One day, when we had guests aboard and they were fishing, I put out a bait on my light tackle and trolled it close behind the boat. Immediately there came a splash and a heavy pull. I had hooked a big tuna on my light outfit. The others, of course, had to reel in. My fish made the long, fast diving run that is usually so destructive to tackle. But he stopped short of 200 yards, and so for the moment I saved him. Captain Dan buckled a belt on me, and I stood up with the rod in the belt socket and began to work on that fish. Work meant to pull and lift all the rod would stand, then lower it quickly and wind the reel. It is fun for only a little while. My ambition, of course, was to land 100-pound tuna on light tackle, something which had not yet been done. So I was in deadly earnest. So was Captain Dan. This fish was so loggy and roily that we decided he was a yellowfin tuna of very large size. There are two kinds of tuna, yellowfin and bluefin. My brother and our guests made considerable fun of me as I heroically struggled with that tuna. I would lift him and wind him up 100 feet or so, and then he would take the line away from me. It happened so often that it must have looked funny. All of a sudden, my tuna started to sound. He did not run. He just plugged down and down and down.